If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
After last night and what we're about to do now, it suddenly occurred to me, the mouse that roared, the Duchy of Fenwick, I believe it was called. We'll find out if that had any inspiration to anybody. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, John Landecker at 720 WGN. There is a microcon of micronations that's going to happen here, in Joliet, starting on the 30th. And Your Majesty, are you with us?
I am with you.
You are Queen Carolyn Shelby, correct?
Well, I mean, queens normally don't have last names, so,
Yeah, you're right. Usually it's a number, isn't it? Like Elizabeth II, Carolyn III, whatever.
Well, usually it's of and then the country.
I see. Wow.
Didn't you watch The Crown? There's a scene where Prince Philip, they're like, Philip who? Philip, just Philip. And he goes, Philip who? Of Greece.
You're right. I dropped the ball on this one, Your Majesty.
That's quite all right.
You are the monarch over the Royal Republic of Ladonia, a micronation.
That's correct.
I want to tell you, last night we had the Sultan from Slojamistan on. And he was all fun and games. But as I did a little reading about Ladonia and specifically the reason for the micronation and the Royal Republic of Ladonia, there was a controversy that led to this. Am I correct?
There were decades of controversies, actually. The artist that founded Ladonia had started building a sculpture on a beach. Mm-hmm. In Sweden, and after about 3 years, the authorities noticed that he was building a sculpture, and they took him to court to try to force him to tear it down, and he said no. And the court battles lasted for 15 years, and at the semi-conclusion of the court cases, he determined that he had achieved effectively permanent occupation of that land. And when you permanently occupy a land and the other country can't enforce their laws on it, then it's, yours. So he and a group of other artists declared a country around the artworks to protect the artworks. And that was the start of Ladonia. And that was in 1996.
So there is a actual legal, how do I put this? Establishing a micronation is a real thing, but what are the requirements that one must meet to say, okay, I have established a micronation? I mean, you just can't say, go to your backyard and go, oh, look, this is a micronation. I mean, there has to be.
So when you say there's a legal means of creating a micronation, that really depends on who you ask.
Oh, okay.
Well, you look at all the international governing bodies are set up with the underlying purpose of maintaining the status quo. So they're not inclined to let just anybody join their club. If you ask them, what are the requirements to establish a new nation? They're going to say there aren't any because you can't. So there's that. There is the, and I never say this right, it's Montevideo, or Montevideo, I'm not sure how to say it, I feel really bad about that.
That's okay, I do it all the time.
it was a convention that was signed in Uruguay a long, long time ago, and it basically laid out the rules, the requirements for nationhood. One, you don't need to be recognized by anyone else. Just the fact that you declare yourself to be a nation is enough, provided you have land that you control, a resident population, and are, I believe, are capable of entering into diplomatic relations with other countries. Wow. And the definition of what defines a capacity for entering into diplomatic relations is wide and varied, but generally it means you're in a position to exchange diplomats with other nations.
We're talking to Queen Carolyn from the Royal Republic of Ladonia, as over 100 micronations will be meeting just in a few days in Joliet, Illinois, and we'll return and do more with Her Majesty in just a moment. 720 WGN, John Landecker in the midst of a discussion of micronations with Queen Carolyn from the micronation of Ladonia. And Queen, Your Majesty, rather, I played the sound effect of a bowling ball going down an alley because I see on Sunday, as part of your gathering out there in Joliet, you're going to be bowling. I don't know if you're aware of that, but I thought I'd throw that in there.
I am aware of that because I am the hostess of the event. So
I see. Yes, of course. Well, then you would know.
I set all of the schedules.
Okay. Listen, I know that you're well-intentioned, all of you doing the micronations, and are serious about it to a certain extent. But then I also catch this underlying sense of humor about it. Tell me about your country.
So my country, first of all, I think everyone has a sense of humor about their micronation. You almost have to, because it is not something that most people get. You know, they look at you like you're a little crazy. So if you can't laugh at yourself, you're going to be a very, very sad person quickly.
Right.
There's also the in some of our cases, especially, Ladonia is fairly large. We have about 28,000 registered citizens, so we're big. We're actually we're catching up to Monaco in terms of citizenry. You have to maintain a decent level of humor because you don't want to be mistaken as serious psycho secessionists, because that tends to get you in trouble. So we do maintain a healthy dose of humor. There are things that we like to do that we understand that we can't do on the grand scale that a macronation would be able to do. So like our little version of the Olympic Games really doesn't include athletic events that one would consider serious athletic events because the ages and the skill levels of the people participating are such that, you know, a rousing game of bozo buckets and perhaps some arm wrestling is really the extent of the athletic skills in our group.
Excuse me, Your Majesty. Did you say a rousing round of bozo buckets?
Am I not allowed to say that? Is that trademarked?
No, not at all. In fact, we love it. Are you referring to Bozo the Clown?
Yeah.
And you're referring to the grand prize game.
We are.
How do you know that?
I grew up here.
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you. No, you can talk about the... No, I love it.
Do you think we randomly picked Joliet because it's a booming metropolis?
I don't know. I just never questioned it. Hey, they want to go to Joliet. No, I love the fact that you do bozo buckets. That is fantastic.
As a matter of fact, I remember listening to you on the radio when you were doing the oldies station.
Yes. That was in a different country, too. Let me tell you.
A different country in a different time. I had a paper out, though, and I listened to the oldies station all the time.
Well, I appreciate it. I did not know that future royalty was tuning in, and I'm glad I didn't know because I probably would have gotten really, really nervous. So,
you know, to be fair, I didn't know I was future royalty at that time either. So
when did you get into the micronation world and become a queen? How did that work?
So Ladonia declared its sovereignty in 1996. In, I would say, 1997-ish, I co-owned an internet service provider at the time, so I was on the computer a lot. Our company was in an issue of Wired magazine, and it was the same issue that Sealand was in. So I kind of went down the rabbit hole looking at Sealand, and that's how I stumbled on Ledonia, and their homepage said that they were looking for people to help build their, you know, build their government. And I was enrolled at, you know, school, and I was in political science at the time. And I said, well, hey, I like building governments. This sounds fun. So I applied to be a citizen, and as a part of the application process, they ask you to contribute your creativity. That's how you pay your taxes. So I wrote this like 20-page business case on why Ledonia should annex Gary, Indiana. Because believe it or not, at the time, Gary had a fiber ring installed. It has all this infrastructure. You can get a lot of land really inexpensively, and I thought it would be a really good idea.
Uh-huh.
And so I sent it in, and they wrote back, and you know, I sent it in to a bunch of Swedes, and I'm like, they're going to not understand what I'm saying because it's ridiculous.
Right.
They wrote back and said that we loved your application. We're going to grant you citizenship. And by the way, would you like to be a minister, a cabinet minister? So naturally I said, well, yes, I would. Thank you. So I joined the government then, and that was, you know, late 90s.
Yeah.
And I was just a cabinet minister till 2011. There was a different queen then. We went through several presidents because the president's elected every 3 years. In 2010, the queen that we had just decided she didn't want to play ball anymore and stopped fulfilling her duties, which are, you know, largely ceremonial, but it's a little bit of PR. And eventually the cabinet exercised their constitutional prerogative to vote the queen off the throne.
Wow.
So she abdicated in absentia. This created a vacancy on the throne, and the Constitution said that when there's a vacancy on the throne, they take nominations from the cabinet. The only requirement is that the nominees are female and citizens.
Right.
So there were five nominees, and then someone nominated Angelina Jolie, but I petitioned to get her thrown off the ballot because, you know, she wasn't a citizen, and I didn't want to run against her. So I ran for queen, and there was a big election, and I won. And then I was crowned in Sweden.
Really?
And there was media there. It was pretty cool. There was media there and everything. So I was announced as queen on June 2nd. 2011, and then my coronation was September 19th, 2011.
I want to make sure that people understand that Ledonia itself is surrounded by Sweden, is it not?
We say neighboring.
Okay, indeed.
But
neighboring,
yeah.
So you actually went there, were crowned. Uh-huh. I saw a picture of you with the crown. It's the real deal. I mean,
it's a nice crown. It's, you know, and they're heavy and they hurt your head.
Yes. Wow.
Fun fact, they're not fun to wear.
And listeners could tell the detail to which these micronations go to establish their government. You're talking about constitutions and rules of law. And I mean, it's fun, obviously, but it is also very unique and humorous, if that is something that I can say.
It is humorous. You know, I don't know if you had a chance to look at our national holidays. We have many national holidays, and they're fun holidays.
Yeah. Can you give me a couple of them? Just an example?
Well, off the July top of your... 4th, because July 4th doesn't mean anything to Swedes. I believe that's Naked Day.
Naked Day.
Obviously, there are naked things happening on Naked Day.
Yes.
Around Christmas, we have fun holidays. So instead of Christmas, we have the first and second half day of madness, where you are basically everyone's arguing with each other and it's crazy. Misunderstanding. I'm sorry. It's the first and second half days of misunderstanding. The day of madness is on the solstice.
Gotcha.
The day after Christmas is Stealing Day.
Stealing Day.
Yes.
You're supposed to obviously steal something from someone?
Not necessarily from someone. I mean, you could steal a nap, or you could steal a kiss, or you could steal the time.
Yes, very good.
But
yeah.
You can also steal other things. So our traditional greeting for that is to steal strategically and then remind whoever it is you're wishing to steal strategically that you're not going to bail them out.
Well, I'll tell you, Queen Carolyn, talking to you today and talking to the Sultan from Slow Jamistan last night, you guys are fantastic. I love talking about this. The way you approach the business of your micronations are truly impressive. And I don't have time to go through all the activities that are going to be going on. There's going to be a white tie gala Saturday, July 1st. You've got how many nations are represented? Do you know off the top?
We've got 42 nations sending delegates, and we have about 105 delegates, and that doesn't include academics or media.
Wow. Well, thank you, Queen Carolyn, for being with us and discussing your micronation, Ladonia, and long may you reign, may I say.
Thank you very much. I'm giving you the queen wave. You just can't see it.
thank you.